had all year. I really appreciate their energy and enthusiasm. And the way that they sent out Romario and Trevor on a positive note like that. They got loud for those two kids as we subbed them out of the game after good performances by both of them. It's really neat to finish on a positive note in front of your home crowd like that as we continue to build for the future.
You know, Hawaii took a 9-1 lead very early in this game. Things didn't look too good. We weren't getting shots from the outside, couldn't get it inside, and then things kind of turned around. Tied it at 26 and never trailed after that.
Yeah, we did. Our energy, our press, our deflections, boy, we played very, very hard. And that's been the constant all year, but I thought we took it to another level tonight. I thought tonight was as hard as we played. We played very, very smart. We did a lot of good things. I was very pleased. You know, early on, you talk about they get off to a good lead. I thought we had good looks, you know. And then we got to Romario in there a couple times, and he was a little tentative because he got a couple early fouls. And, you know, Joakim Vander,
Vander Joaquin,
what a player he is. You know, and he disrupted a couple shots with his great length. But eventually, Cordarius Johnson comes in with a bum ankle. He hits a couple shots to, I thought, really ease us into a little bit of a rhythm. Then we got out of transition off long rebounds and turnovers. And from then on, we were much better offensively. Strictly a rookie head coach's mistake by screaming during a timeout. The only way we can lose this game is by turning it over and taking bad shots. And we got too tentative offensively, and we can't do that, especially with a young group. I can't say that to these guys. So the next couple timeouts, we're yelling, "Hey, Jacket, play free and easy, let it flow." And we finished much better offensively. But there's a 5 or 6 minute stretch that I take full blame for.
Hawaii was making that comeback. They within 8, he hits the 3, and then foul on Joaquin. It was a 5-point trip down court.
Big shot by Keon. I believe that was that the one out of the sideline out of bounds? They do a trapping defense with their 4-man on the ball and their 5-man opposite the ball. And we ran a counter to our normal sideline out of bounds play where instead of sending our point guard ball side sideline where they're going to trap it, we had him fake it and flare the opposite wing. Trevor, I believe, made a good pass and Keon knocked it in. Yes. Getting more and more mature, making better and better decisions. You know, outside of that 5 or 6 minute stretch, if you looked at us on film, you'd say, you know, 34 minutes, that's a pretty good basketball team. You know, you look at probably all 40 against San Jose, it's a pretty good basketball team that's capable of beating any team in our league if we play like that. Hawaii's a very good team, as coaches we talked about before we got on air. We beat Clemson, we beat Xavier. Xavier's, I would say, definitely a tournament team. They're very quality. You know, they had 6 conference wins coming into this one. Outside of New Mexico State, like you said, they played everybody very, very close in their other losses. They're very talented, and to beat them the way that we did makes me proud of our guys.
I'll tell you, Kaiser, alley-oop slam dunk over Joaquin. That was a highlight film right there, too.
Yeah, it was a play that we ran, a counter to flex. Instead of Mike setting down screen, he did a good job selling the down screen with his hand. And Raheem set a good back screen, and it was a good pass, I believe, by Speedy Smith. And Mike hammered it home. So Mike makes it look easy at times when you can throw it up anywhere near that white square with all that bounce and length that he's got. He's very talented.
I don't know if he can throw it over his head or not.
It's almost impossible to throw him a lot too high.
You know, I saw the full court pressure defense here this afternoon, similar to what they did against what you did against Hawaii in Honolulu.
A full court pressure has really become our staple. It's probably our biggest strength at this point in the year. But it was a different press, actually. We sat more in more of a three-quarter court zone press at their place. And tonight we tried to extend a little bit. They got it in the middle to Ostrowski a few times early, which scared the heck out of me. Because when he's in that open floor with numbers, with his ability to pass the ball, they can put up big points in a hurry. So we changed into more of a man press where we were shadowing him with our point and with our four, trying to keep the ball out of his hands more. And again, our guys are getting better at making adjustments on the fly. Sure. They face guarded him from the jump. Really, if I would have had to choose at the beginning of the game their least effective defender, I would have chosen Zane Johnson. But Zane did a very good job on him. I was very physical with him. He used his length. Zane 6'6", 6'7". But, you know, it's funny with Raheem. You think to yourself, man, he couldn't get it going. He's terrible. He finds a way to get 8 points. He's just such a gifted scorer. Like you said, he didn't press too much. There's a couple I wish he took back. But it's not like he forced up 10 or 12 bad shots.
One thing about a lot of people look down, you know, who's
That's right. He's got his eyes up at all times. He's got great hands, I think, which allows him to have his eyes up. Because he's got such a tight angle, even though sometimes it may get away from him because of that length of the ball. Sometimes he looks off golf on the ball. It's like a flying bone. He's got his 139 pounds everywhere. But for the most part, he's always really under control. You hardly ever see him bobble balls. His touch and feet is very, very good. It's his bread and butter, getting in there with those in-between game floaters and runners.
You know, Trevor Gaskin is at 22 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists in 36. And I know he's been with Trevor at Ole Miss, transferred here. He's had to be one of the best games you've seen out of Trevor.
The best game he's ever played. That's the best game he's ever played. Not because he had 22 and 8, but because he was probably the best defender on the floor, and by far and away this reason, that he had one turnover. Trevor's got more turnovers than assists on the year. That's the only reason. The only reason Trevor doesn't play 38 minutes a game is that he still needs to improve with his decision making. And he's gotten better at it. If you ask Trevor what's Coach White on you the most about over the last 5 years, he'll tell you it's my decisions with the ball. It's my turnovers. And tonight, boy, was he locked in. 8 assists to 1 turnover for him. As hard as he plays defensively to get his mind to slow down with the ball in his hands was terrific.
Yeah, you know, personally, for your sake, I think you really have to be happy for Trevor because, you know, as I said, you had him at Ole Miss and comes here only to play 1 year, and sometimes that's hard for a player to do in the way he is kind of molded and fit in with this team.
I'm very, very proud of him. You know, Trevor was a guy, like we've talked about, who was a fourth or fifth option, even sometimes a sixth or seventh option for 4 years. One of those, obviously, he sat with an ACL. He's had 4 knee surgeries. He chooses Louisiana Tech because the guy that recruited him gets the head job. And in his mind as a young man, despite what he said, he's probably thinking, heck, I'm going to go get 25 a game, and we're going to go win the national championship. You know, and he's a young man that wanted to play a huge role, and he's played a big role. He's played a much bigger role. But with the emergence of Raheem and Cordarius, you know, Trevor becomes, you know, second or third option on this time a lot of the time. And the way that he's handled that has made me most proud of him. He's a kid with his degree already. He's going to be successful in life. And he stepped up and was the best player on the floor tonight. Thank you very much, Coach. Thank you for bringing it up as well, so you give me a chance to comment on it. I think we're building something special here. I love the foundation that's been set, that's been laid by my staff and by these young kids. And by Romario and Trevor on the way out. They'll come back and watch games over the years where hopefully this place is almost packed and we're playing for an at-large bid. But the crowd is coming, and I think they're starting to believe. And tonight they were definitely a factor in this game. And that's all we can ask. It was electric in here a few times. I really don't. I don't mean to say anything crazy because there's a lot of good teams out there in our league and a lot of good coaches. But I'd like to think that the other coaches would at least, if they're okay with playing it, at least think maybe I'd rather play someone else, because we've played a lot of folks pretty close. And we're pretty dangerous, especially when that jumper's falling for us, because we do everything else pretty well. And we play very, very hard. Our kids have been tremendous in that regard. So we're going to try to keep this thing going as long as we can. We're talking 3 games in 3 days, as we've done for 3 months. But first things first, we got to get better on Monday, get better on Tuesday, hit the road, to have 2 more contests with opportunities to continue to improve before we go to Vegas.
All right, well, we appreciate you coming by and visiting with us. And we'll see you Monday night. We'll talk a little Inside Tech basketball on Monday night before you head to Fresno, Nevada. Congratulations to you, your staff, and the team. It was out the whole season with a big win.
Thank you all very much.
All right.
Go Lady Texters.